Good morning. Today we have a fascinating question when it comes to the shutfus, the partnership of Yisachar Zvulun. When we think about this partnership, a shutfus means a partnership, shutaf is a partner. Is this a legal concept in the sense that if one of the partners is not fulfilling his duties, his obligations, there are legal obligations, can the other bring him to Beis Din, make a claim against him? Is this an enforceable shutfus, an enforceable partnership like in business, or is this something else? So in fact, if we look at the language of the Torah and the Ramah, we've seen the language before, but not from this vantage point. So we've said before that in fact the Torah and the Ramah agree that if somebody is unable to learn, he doesn't know how to learn, he doesn't have time to learn because he's so burdened with his work, his work obligations and responsibilities, what he can do is he can get together with somebody who is learning, support him, and it is considered as if the person who is working is learning. Via the Yisachar, he is learning. But if we look closely at the language of the Torah and the Ramah, they actually diverge when it comes to our question. So the Torah says as follows, if you are unable to learn because you don't know how, or because you don't have time to. So, yaspik la'acherim halomdim, the Torah says what you can do is you can supply support to people who are learning. And then, if you do that, it's as if the person who is working is learning. That is the language of the Torah, yaspik la'acherim halomdim. On the other hand, the Ramah doesn't say that. He says almost verbatim the language of the Torah, but when it comes to this relationship between the two, the worker and the learner, he brings Rabbeinu Yerucham, who says, Yachol Adam lahatnos im chaver. What you can do is you can make a condition, you can make a tenai, you can make a partnership, an agreement with somebody who is learning. So the Afarkasta de Anya says that these languages point in very different directions when it comes to our question, is this a real legal partnership like in a business or not? Based on the Torah, we only see the Torah who said, Yaspik la'acherim, you support somebody who is learning. We only see that here is a concept of support of somebody who is learning. It's like tzedakah, supporting him. It's like we say in the Pasuk, Eitz Chaim hi la'machazikimba. This is the tree of life for those who support those who are learning. That is what we have here. We have somebody who is supporting someone, but we don't have a legal functioning partnership, indeed, that if one breaches his obligation, that you can indeed sue the person, bring him to a Beis Din. This is not like a business concept, business partnership. It's the support of somebody. And in other words, you don't have these ongoing commitments, obligations, a term that you need to support the person. You're supporting him. You're giving him tzedakah. When you're doing that, he's learning for you. On the other hand, when it comes to the Ramah, the language was Yachol Adam Lahatnosim Chaveru. That's a formal partnership. You made a condition, you made an agreement, and accordingly you have just like a business partnership that there are obligations on both sides. And if either side is not fulfilling its obligations, you can each bring the other to the Beis Din. So for example, if Zvulun stopped paying before the end of the term of their agreement, indeed Yisachar can bring Zvulun to Beis Din. He can sue him in a Beis Din. And also there's a concept when it comes to partners that each can obligate the other to make a shvua, to make an oath that they are fulfilling their obligations. So to hear, for example, if Zvulun is concerned that Yisachar is not fulfilling his obligations, is learning, he's not learning well enough, he's not learning enough time, he indeed can bring him to Beis Din and cause him to make a shvuas ha-shutafi in the partnership oath. So just like partnerships in a business, one can make the other one swear that he's being honest and he's tracking expenses and that he's spending proper time in the partnership and filling the obligations. So too, based on the language of the Ramah, that we have a formal partnership, an enforceable partnership in a Beis Din, indeed, each could sue the other in a Beis Din, not a secular court. And also, if they feel that the other is not fulfilling his obligations, he can cause him to make a shvua as well. So that's the difference between the language of the Torah and the Ramah. Indeed, it seems like the Ramah is more the direction of what we go. We saw Rav Moshe Feinstein Paskin, that we Paskin like the Ramah, who Paskins like the Shach and the Gra. Indeed, that this is a real partnership. We have that language of the Ramah that says you're making a condition, it's a deal, and just like it's enforceable, in a court of law when you have a business partnership, so too when you have a shutfus, Yisachar, Zvulin, have a wonderful day.